Yirmiyahu Perek Mem Gimel Pasuk Dalad the Ilmishmas Betzalel Tzvi Ben Moshe Yitzchak. So Yirmiyah impassioned begged the people not to leave for Egypt because Hashem says they're going to die there and meet a terrible fate when Nebuchadnezzar takes Egypt. And now the people have answered by rejecting Yirmiyah and saying, absolutely not, you're just misguided and misled. And of all people, it's Baruch ben Neriah who's talking you out of letting us go to Egypt. They're making up bubamisis because at this point they don't really believe in anything. But they still say Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem is our God, not yours anymore. V'lo shama Yochanan ben Kareach v'chol sari ha-chayolim v'chol ha'om b'kol Hashem. And so Yochanan ben Kareach, the ostensible leader, and all of the leaders of the soldiers, the military power, and all of the people, refused to listen to the voice of God. Lo sheves be'eretz Yehuda, to stay and remain and dwell in the land of Yehuda, which was the only way that they were going to be safe. Hey, vayikach Yochanan ben Kareach v'chol sarei ha-chayolim eskol she'eris Yehuda. And so Yochanan ben Kareach and the officers now determined on their course of action, of foolishness, of stupidity, decide that now suddenly they have to act with alacrity in a big hurry. So they pack everybody up, all the remnants of Yehuda, asher shavu mikol ha-goyim, asher nidchu sham. And this doesn't just include the people who were living at Mitzpah. These include all the people who had somehow managed to come back from Golos themselves and to be part of a little early kibbutz Golios back in Eretz Yehuda before disaster struck. So now all the people who escaped from Golos and made it to Eretz Yisrael are being pushed out again. Lagur be'Eretz Yehuda, asher nitchu sham, that they had been pushed to these other lands and they had come. Lagur be'Eretz Yehuda. Now they're being schlepped out by the people of Yehuda to go back to Golos again, all in the name of safety, all in the name of positivity. So you made your way after the Holocaust to the land of Israel, and along comes the Six-Day War, and it's the native-born Sabras who are trying to drag you out and say, let's go back to the Soviet Union, because that's going to be safe. In 1967, the Soviet Union was not going to be safe. And this is essentially what's going on. People are running for the hills outside Eretz Yisrael, despite having a Navi tell them to stay inside Eretz Yisrael. And who went? All of them. Vav es ha-givorim ves ha-noshim ves ha-taf. Men and women and infants, children, all of them. Ves benos ha-melech. And the daughters of the king. So the daughters of the king, perhaps family members still remaining of Tzidkiyahu's family, where the males had been tortured and killed, but some royal people, some high-ranking women had been permitted to live, as we'll see. And all of the souls that had been allowed to remain by Nebuzaradan, the chief butcher of Babylon, Eskedalyo ben Achikom ben Shafan, under the temporary governorship of Gedaliah ben Achikam ben Shafan, till he was murdered. And so much of these stories is so tragic because they're being murdered by their own people after they were warned, don't trust them. And they wanted so desperately only to see the best in people. And I told the story recently about the Moshe Dayan speech at a funeral of a young lad killed by an Arab terrorist group in 1956. You want to believe the best of people, but unfortunately, people rarely come through in these situations. Deis Yirmiyahu Anavi, Ve'es Baruch Ben Neriyahu. And who else are they trying to schlep out to Golus? Even Yirmiyahu the prophet and Baruch Ben Neriyah. They're taking him too. So were Baruch Ben Neriyah and Yirmiyahu Anavi forcibly taken to Egypt? So the Da'as Sofrim, a more recent Mefarish on Nach, says that at the same time, it could be that they didn't want to stay in Eretz Yehuda because there were no Jews left. So it might have been a combination of both. Now we know Baruch ben Neriah is going to eventually make it to Egypt, but then he's going to abandon Egypt and go to Babel. And his top student, his top Talmud, is going to be Ezra HaSofer. In the Gemara and Megillah, Tezayin Amud Beis, it tells that story. So all of them schleps out to Egypt with the remnants of the Jews. Zion vayavo eretz Yisrael kilo shamu b'kol Hashem, and that's pretty succinct right there. And they came to the land of Egypt because they did not listen. They refused to listen to the word of God, to God's command. And this is a famous place in the annals of Nach. It comes up a lot. And they came to Tachpanches, where a lesson is going to be taught to them, as we're going to see. So Egypt accepts the fugitives, like all of those guys crossing at Rafah nowadays, perhaps, and allows them in, which makes them think we did the right thing. But they don't understand that Yochanan and Yezaniah and Azariah, all of these guys, are trying to carry out really bad plans. But they're convinced. Nobody's more certain than somebody who's heading in the wrong direction. And Ches Vayehi Dvar Hashem El Yirmiyahu B'Tachpanches Lemor. And so Hashem is going to speak to Yirmiyah at Tachpanches and is going to give a message that is going to give a mashal for the people to understand that what they have done is not going to eventually bear fruit. And alas, the terrible Perek Mem Dalet is going to follow on the heels of this, where the people dig their heels in and double down on very bad choices.